You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to the Live and Lead for Impact podcast. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 108. Today, I'm going to be talking about social media and sharing some recommendations to minimize regret. So in the last episode, I talked about making things look a certain way rather than having things be a certain way. It all began with my trip to a wonderful destination where our condo was designed for an initial great presentation over the practicality of actually living there for a time. That concept also definitely leaves me thinking about what social media can do around the same concept. How many people can scroll through their feed to say, yes, these posts definitely mirror my actual entire life? My guess is no one. And the truth is, they really shouldn't. I mean, sure, you can share a bit about a health scare or perhaps a quick quip about some unfortunate circumstance, but social media isn't really the place to air all of life's challenges, missteps, snafus. The problem is that as we scroll through others' feeds, we can forget that this is just a snapshot, a small, mostly positive sampling of another's life. We live in a world filled with happy, smiling faces on Facebook, and can sometimes forget that those images do not represent a person's whole life. Most share just the best, the brightest, the happiest moments. Some of those moments can be very fleeting, maybe no longer than it took to capture the smiling faces for a post and then back to unhappy, grumbling, fighting, and more. So to be our best selves, we must stop comparing our full lives to the happy window in time moments depicted on social media. Doing that will, of course, leave us feeling like everyone else is living happier, more exciting lives. And these comparisons do not serve us. So my first recommendation is avoid social media comparisons. They're not real. Here are a few more recommendations to avoid regret as you swirl through the virtual world of social media. Used well, social media can add value for sure, but forget what you're dealing with and you can add plenty of frustration to your real life. So my next recommendation is avoid debates. The reality is that on social media, ideas and opinions are really shared at people. Sharing here will rarely mirror any actual conversation like you might be able to have in real life. On social media, it's more about showcasing your use of smart words, sticking to the far side of a spectrum of opinion and driving an idea home, versus actually seeking to understand another person's point of view. And let's face it, some people love to just drum up a bunch of controversy. Often in the middle of a divergent opinions is a thought that makes a lot of sense. But social media debates don't move people towards compromise. Instead, sharing there continues to highlight and stretch our differences. I do believe it's playing a large role in dividing us at this time. We are all really quite similar, actually. I just think that communicating on social media helps us forget that as we focus on only our differences. Get out in the real world. I love it. I talk to people all the time at the grocery store, getting gas. And you know what? For the most part, I find real people in real life are way friendlier than what I run across on social media. The next recommendation is keep your digital commitments. We have become lax with our invitations and time commitments. Where we used to use a mailed invite, many now use a tag on social media, an email, or a text to announce a party or event. As a result, invitations all feel looser and less important. People wait to reply while comparing other options, don't reply at all, or say they'll come but just skip it if something else comes up or they don't feel like going when the event rolls around. Digital commitments don't carry the same weight as the formal invites we used in the past, but it can lead to hurt feelings and a wedge in what might be important relationships. So my recommendation is at least keep your digital commitments. If at least some of us continue to do this, maybe we can slow the deterioration of commitment to invites. Are you going to join me on this one? The next recommendation, don't let social media replace real interaction. Social media definitely increases your circle of casual acquaintances. However, we sometimes spend less time in actual connection with those we'd normally see or talk to. Social media interaction doesn't count. The problem is that we feel like we know about the kids' concert or the trip to Florida, and there's less motivation to meet up or talk to catch up. Our closer relationships can then diminish down to meet the relationships that we haven't really invested in at all, where most of our upkeep happens online. Now we're missing real connection and getting only the made-for-mass viewing version of a close one's life. This is not the same and can lead to feelings of isolation. Make the extra effort to stay in connection to those most important to you. So, can social media play a key role in our world today? Sure. You can share an idea, concept, or more in mass. You can find others with similar interests. You can reach out and support groups for encouragement or ideas. You can share about public events, new business offerings, and more. And it is nice that we can stay a bit engaged in the lives of those we'd otherwise have zero contact with. So yes, social media has a place in our world. Just use with caution and keep the recommendations I've shared in mind to minimize your regret and avoid the frustration that social media can ignite. Head over to my podcast site, go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and go to the show notes for episode 108, and you can find a great download, Sliding into Self-Care. I've shared about it before, but it is a great resource with many ideas for how to invest in you to minimize any regret that you have and diminish those frustrations, a little bit of focus time on you. And you can also, at my podcast site, submit a current professional or personal challenge that you're dealing with. I will provide you with some specific strategies for your circumstance on a future podcast. So until next time, get ready to make your real impact.